This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Jake Bates, it's Carson Anderson, 97.1 and Ticket, 248-539-9797. All right, so Sharon Moore will not announce his quarterback before the Michigan State game, which isn't a huge surprise. I'm going to guess it has a little bit to do with he probably wants to see them perform this week in practice. So there is that. Anything interesting out of Jonathan Smith at this point? I know he's speaking to the media right now.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay. Well, hold on. I did see something here earlier. Let me just double check it. Regarding the Michigan quarterback situation, Jonathan Smith, this is a tweet from Chris Solari, who covers the Spartans. You prepare what you see on tape, and we've got tape out of all the players we've seen offensively. So there you go.
That is factually correct.
Yep. Let's go to Arthur. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Arthur.
Hello. Hey, I got a couple points to make. One, I told last week my score prediction for the Vikings was 31 Lions, 28 Vikings, so I was pretty close.
We pointed that out earlier in the show. We gave you credit.
Oh, really? I wasn't on earlier, but yeah, it was no pass rush, though. So I still am worried about that. Sam Darnold is not a mobile QB, and he had a lot of time, so I'm kind of worried when you play like Jordan Love or any other mobile QBs like that. And then I think that, you know, I would love to see a big-time trade. I don't think it's going to happen. You cannot replace Aiden Hutchinson. Even with Max Crosby, you cannot replace him with a player like that because the whole defense is centered around Aiden. It's not centered around Crosby. They're going to make a smaller trade, and somehow it's going to work. And you'll see the first week, everyone's going to say, like, the reaction is going to be, oh, this just offers Crosby or whatever, but somehow they're going to find some like low-key guy that's just going to fit right into the scheme, and it's going to work really well. That's my prediction on what's going to happen. And then two other quick points. My champ is Michigan State. They looked really good against a good defense. They came out of the bye week really good. I could see them going 7-5, maybe 8-4, which would be, I mean, how good of a first season would that be, right, for Smith? And then my chump is Michigan. I think they're going 5-7. There's no offense, and I just do not see them turning it around.
Thank you for the phone call, Arthur. 248-539-9797. All right, so I've teased this all show. You think about how yesterday's game went. Could that have gotten off to a worse start? The Lions offense goes 3-and-out. In fact, they go backwards in their first two possessions. Special teams, they try a fake punt, doesn't work. They promptly give up the longest run of the year for an easy, well, not an easy touchdown, but nothing is easy, but kind of easy. That was an untouched run to the end zone for Aaron Jones. You're behind 10-0 just like that, right?
Yep. No, it couldn't have gone much worse.
It was a terrible, terrible start to that game. Then later, you're still in a good position to win the game after you respond. And something goes south. Something completely unexpected happens. One of the most reliable players you have, David Montgomery, fumbles the football. It turns into a scoop and score, and suddenly your lead is gone. A game that you have bounced back from this awful start to take command of the game, look like the better team. Minnesota's good too. They claw back into it. And that happens. And it made me think of Dan Campbell's opening press conference back in 2021 about what he said about getting knocked down and getting back up. That game was the personification of Dan Campbell's opening press conference. So we decided to pull that soundbite and play it for you. And if you think of it in the context of the game yesterday, the terrible start, the first lost fumble of the year, where that place, I mean, it was loud. It was rocking. It's a tough place to play. The fans are screaming and yelling and into it. You've lost all the momentum. And you come back. This is what Dan Campbell said on day one. That's day one. That's yesterday's game. That's yesterday's game. They've got the people in place, and they went out and did. I mean, how perfect is that soundbite in the context of the terrible start of the getting knocked down and getting back up when David Montgomery fumbled? Like, when Minnesota had the ball with a chance to run out the clock and the defense got off the field. Like, there's so much about that day one, what he said, that you can just like pluck that up, drop it down on October 20th of 2024 when he said those words. That's exactly what it's supposed to look like if that's what you're going to do. The team has totally taken on the personality of the head coach.
Oh, without question.
And the city, by the way.
And yes, it's personified by the game yesterday, but it's personified by almost every game you've seen since he's taken over as head coach, that they've built towards the point where now you see it in a game and you just kind of, yep, that's who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, and they've got this, they don't literally have this list, right? But you could enumerate the things that have happened when they have the Seattle. Going against Seattle, how many games in a row? Seattle won 6 in a row or whatever it was, and then won the last 2 or 3 against the Lions with Dan Campbell here. Wasn't happy about that. Got an opportunity this year. They take care of business. Dallas has been a house of horrors. We know about that. Well, this was the year that they took care of business against Dallas, and boy, did they. You look at, you know, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's first game in the NFL was against the Lions. Yeah. He threw a pick 6, and then they went out and crushed the Lions. Yep. on Monday night. Sam Darnold's next game against the Lions was a couple of years ago when he played with Carolina.
Yep.
That's one of the worst games I've ever seen the Lions play. Against a terrible Carolina team, they got their asses handed to them that day on a frigid cold day in Carolina. So now Sam Darnold's come up and comes here. Everyone's lauding the praises of how great Sam Darnold and the Vikings are. And what do the Lions do? They just went out and beat them again. So they're checking things off this long list, and hopefully this year we get another opportunity. Well, they get another opportunity against San Francisco this season, and then who knows what happens in the postseason. But let's hope that the Lions are the last team standing, because that's how they're playing. And yes, they are absolutely the personification of what their coach is.
It's so funny because I thought, I was like, let me go back and listen to this. And it was even better than I remembered. Like, it was like, we all heard him in the biting kneecaps is what caught the headline. But his message was perfectly applicable to yesterday's game. 248-539-9797. We'll get back to your phone calls and feedback. Your champ and chump votes coming up. And just a reminder, you can stream the show on the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. So if you want analysis and talk of your favorite home teams when you're outside of our market, you'll be glad you have the Odyssey app on your phone. Again, AUDACY. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birch Kid and Evan are responsible for great content. And that includes Champ and Chump, which we'll post tomorrow. Additionally, you can stream with video through twitch.tv and participate in the streaming chat there and watch the show. Same thing on youtube.com. 248-539-9797. 971 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.